Vanished by Mary McGarry Morris. Copyright 1988 by Mary McGarry Morris. This book is read by Kimberly Schraff. Prologue. This is a true story. It starts once upon a summer day in Vermont, on a narrow mountain road a few miles up from the flats not far from Atkinson. A crew of smudge-faced, oily-backed laborers for the county are smoothing off the newly poured hot top. It is boiling hot, and the mood of the men is dark and mean. They have worked most of the morning in silence. Though he is not sure exactly what has happened, the little man in the brown shirt and brown pants knows how swiftly their edginess could turn on him. So he works by himself, far from the rest of the crew. After a while, the talk starts. They lean on their rakes and in low voices pass on what they have heard. It doesn't take long before their banter runs as black as their sweat. Soon, one of the younger men, Bud, makes some crack about the dead man, James E. Johnson, and how his pants were half burned and the mound of spent matches the deputies found on his crotch. With this, T. Garth approaches the men. He is Johnson's first cousin, and also his uncle by marriage. The pores in his face are silted with grime. His eyes smolder. "Cold-blooded murder," he snarls. "They ought to shoot her on sight," he says, then spits out a glob of phlegm that sputters up and down on the hot tar like a sizzling egg. Bud's fists are clenched at his sides. "God damn crazy little bitch," T. Garth says, then spits again, and this time it lands on Bud's boot.